Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. The Glass Fire is now 2% contained. It's burned over 46,000 acres, mostly in Napa County, over the last 2 days. A combined effort by firefighting agencies in Napa, Sonoma, and Lake counties are battling the blaze. The cause is still under investigation. 18 structures have been damaged, 97 structures destroyed. 2,100 personnel and 25 crews are fighting that fire. The Zog Fire has been burning in Shasta County since Sunday. It's burned over 50,000 acres. It's 0% contained. 146 structures destroyed, 3 fatalities, 982 personnel, and 23 crews. That's the latest from CAL FIRE regarding the Zog Fire and in Shasta County and the Glass Fire, mostly in Napa County. The Oakland African American Chamber of Commerce has raised $1 million for a resiliency fund to help Black-owned businesses stay afloat during the pandemic. KLW's Ben Trefney reports.
It's one of several such funds in the U.S. and a nod to the disproportionate impact the virus has on African American families and the difficulty Black businesses have in landing bank loans. The chamber's CEO, Kathy Adams, said the grants continue a tradition of Black people helping each other in times of need. Community organizers in Portland, Oregon, have raised more than $1.7 million to help Black residents there with bills, groceries, and rent. I'm Ben Trefney, KALW News.
California has now relaxed coronavirus restrictions in 40 of its 58 counties. State officials upgraded 7 counties yesterday from its most restrictive rules. This clears the way for a return to indoor dining, worship services, workouts, and movies in theaters with safety modifications. The state eased its most restrictive rules in Butte, Contra Costa, Fresno, Sacramento, San Joaquin, and Santa Barbara, as well as Yolo counties. It's also eased further restrictions in Amador, Calaveras, and right here in San Francisco County as well. The state has also issued new rules for public playgrounds that require most children to wear masks and practice social distancing. Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have authorized California to give low-income immigrants $600 to buy groceries. It's unclear how much the bill would have cost. Estimates range from the tens of millions of dollars to the hundreds of millions of dollars. Newsom said he could not sign the bill because it would put too much pressure on the state's budget. Lawmakers had to cover an estimated $54.3 billion budget deficit this year, caused by the economic downturn brought by the coronavirus.